وارتقى الإيمان.
Welcome to this episode of Ramadan Reminders. I'm your host, Yusuf Estes. And in this episode, I want to be sure that we focus on the things that will help me and you remember the importance of all of the things that we deal with every day in our month of Ramadan. We've talked about the relationship between us and others, but particularly now let's focus on those who are not as well off as we are. They're called miskeen, the people who are poor, and the yatim. These are the people who are orphaned. When the father passes away or dies, then the child is left without a father. Sometimes both parents are gone. Who will take care of this child? And it's not just a matter of feeding them, which is very, very important to feed these children, without a doubt. Not a single one of them should go to bed at night with their stomachs empty. And we should think about that in this month of Ramadan, when our stomachs are empty. But even more, what about the other nurturing that these children need as they're growing up with no father? Shouldn't we be considerate of the mother of that child and support her? Some men who are not married should consider getting married to these widows. They could say, well, she's been married before, and you know, I wanted to start with a woman who's never been married before. Well, let us consider the life of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him. He never, ever had a girlfriend or dated or anything like that. When he was 25 years old, he received an invitation for marriage, a proposition or proposal to get married to one of the most outstanding of all of the women of his area, which was Khadija, radiallahu anha. He accepted that proposal and he married her. Many Muslims know this story and how they lived together in a beautiful harmony together for the next 25 years until he was about 50 years old and she passed away. But did you also know that she too had been married before? Oh yeah. And her husband had died. And then she got married again. And then for whatever reason, that broke up. So then the Prophet, peace be upon him, married her. And the whole time he was married to her, he was so happy with her. And he never considered it something bad that she had been married before, or widowed before, or even had children before. None of those things bothered him. So why would it bother us? Why indeed? This is from Shaitan. Shaitan is keeping you from getting rewards and blessings. And this is the month right now to think about those things. Because the Shaitan is so limited right now, it's time for your mind to start really working properly and think, what can I do to help these orphan children? What can I do to help these widows who are really impoverished because the breadwinner, the one who provides for her and her children, is gone? Helping them in the month of Ramadan is nice. Giving them Eid gifts in the celebration at the end of Ramadan is really great. But what about the rest of the year? What about the other 11 months? Don't they need to eat then too? Don't they need the time then to be with somebody? Don't they need gifts then as well? So it's important for us to focus on not just what we're going to do good deeds in this month, but what about the months coming after this? If you know someone that should get married, let them consider this. We have a lot more on our website. So let's do this. We're going to wrap up this episode, but go to our website and get more information about these things. That's Ramadan Reminders. www.ramadanreminders.com. Until next time, this is Yusuf Estes reminding you and me. Peace. Salaam alaikum.
بالنور أشرق والهدى رمضان والخير أقبل وارتقى الإيمان بالنور أشرق والهدى رمضان
رمضان
والخير أقبل وارتقى الإيمان
والمسلمون الصائمون تأهبوا كالجند في سوح الوغى فرسان
قاموا